Om Sai Ram. May Baba's divine grace be with one and all. Today, I will be talking about a small lie in the name of Sai Baba, as written in the book Sai at 366, the happening on 7th August. Shirdi was not the birthplace of Sai Baba. It was his place of action, that is Karma Bhumi. Sai Baba took Mahasamadhi 2 decades ago. By that time, there was a person by name Nivritti Patil in Shirdi. He was devotee of Sai Baba and a farmer. Suddenly, he required an agricultural machine called Sarak. For that, he went to Kopargaon and asked the agent. He replied that Saraks were not presently available and it will take some time, and further said that if he wants Sarak, he should register his name first. Nivritti Patil thought that if he registers his name, he would get the Sarak later after some time, and as such, if he meets the original businessman at Kirloskar Wadi, it would be good. While Nivritti Patil was going to Kirloskar Wadi to meet the businessman, 2 more persons from Shirdi who also wanted Saraks met him. Then all the 3 went to Shankar Rao and told him their requirement. Shankar Rao was also a devotee of Sai Baba. He told them that at the moment there was no sales of Saraks. Then all the 3 were prepared to go home. Then arrived Kulkarni, who worked as a clerk with Shankar Rao. Kulkarni has seen all these 3 people at Shirdi several times. He too was a devotee of Sai Baba. These 3 told him that they were coming from Shirdi, and a small lie was told to him that when they put chits before Sai Baba, they got the answer as Saraks would be available there. Kulkarni, knowing well that Sai Baba's word would not be wasted, Kulkarni told his boss Shankar Rao that it would be good if Saraks were available to them. Shankar Rao replied that you were observing the situation. Then they have received a telegram from Hyderabad that they were in need of only 61 Saraks, not 63. That means 2 Saraks would be available to them indeed. If they have not told a lie in the name of Sai Baba, they would have got 3 Saraks perhaps. Shankar Rao and Kulkarni has sold the 2 Saraks to them. This incident happened in August year 1938, before Nivritti Patil passed away. Sai Baba was observing how his name was used for necessities. Sai Baba is always observing. Beware. Bow to Sri Sai, peace be to all. The moral of the story: Baba is omnipresent and omnipotent. He knows everything what's happening around his devotees. Even a small thought would not be hidden by Sai Baba. Baba always supports if any devotee tells anything which is genuine, attached with his name. However, if his name is used for incorrect, improper or wrong reasons, he will never support. Indeed, it will turn to a beautiful learning to the devotees when his name is used for improper motives. Hence, let us all the time, talk truth, be genuine, be humble, and be nice to one and all around you. Let us all practice the principles that Baba has taught of being humble. Jai Sai Ram. For more audios, please visit SaiLeelas.com.